Hello, everyone. This is Aaron.
And this is Tommy.
And you're listening to an Artist of the Month episode of Japan Top 10.
Oh, yeah. Japan Top 10.
Today is our August Artist of the Month episode, and the person choosing the Artist of the Month is with me right now. It's Tommy, everybody.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And who is your artist pick for August?
My August pick is Do As Infinity.
Ooh, one of my favorite bands, and obviously one of your favorite bands, since you chose it for its own little special episode.
Yeah, cool, thanks.
So before we hop into the lovely list of songs we have prepared for you today, we're going to give you a little bit of background information on Do As Infinity.
Oh yeah, my jam.
Do As Infinity, or DAI, was formed in 1999 with vocalist Tomiko Van, guitarist Ryo Owatari, and guitarist and composer Dai Nagao. They got together, like I said, September 29th of 1999, and released their debut single, Tangerine Dream.
Oh yeah, I love that song.
Obviously, it's on our list.
Yes.
Spoiler alert. They had a very, very successful career as a band together, but unfortunately, they disbanded September 29th of 2005. And all did their old solo thing. Van was pursuing a solo career as a singer. Guitarist Owatari was working on his band Missile Innovation. And Nagao continued to work for Avec Trax, which is the studio that the band is under. Mm-hmm. But the band, thankfully, reformed September 29th of 2008, rather this time without Nagao.
I mean, he still works in the sidelines, right?
Yeah, he still writes a lot of music, and he works at Avec Trax still, and he's a genius.
Yeah, he's just like the hidden member.
Yeah, he's like the fifth Beatle.
You can't have Do As Infinity without Dai Nagao, because, I mean, it's in his name.
Yeah, Dai.
Yeah, right? Do As Infinity, D-A-I, Dai.
Did we just break the Da Vinci Code for you guys?
You're welcome, guys.
You're welcome. Our annual listener survey is out right now, and we would like to hear your feedback on upcoming changes to Japan Top 10, along with learning more about you, the listener.
Yeah, about you.
It only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to complete, and as a reward, we will select a random survey entrant to receive a free $50 Costco cash card or $50 Amazon gift card.
For free.
And did you know? You don't need a Costco membership to use the Costco cash card. For full details on the survey, you can head to jtop10.jp/survey.
Okay.
And Miki is going to say this exact announcement I just said in Japanese for our Japanese listeners.
年に一度のアンケートの時期がやってきました。今後の変更についてご意見をお聞かせください。所要時間は5分から10分です。回答された方の中から抽選で1名様に50ドル分のコストコカード、もしくは Amazon ギフトカードをプレゼント。コストコカードを使うときにコストコメンバーになる必要はございません。詳しくはジャパントップ10ウェブサイトをご確認ください。
If you hear how much fun Tommy and I are having right now and thought, hey, I want to be a part of that, well, guess what?
What?
You can.
Okay.
If you would like to apply to work at Japan Top 10, you can head to jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we currently have available. We are now also providing monetary rewards for staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
Yay.
Like you, Tommy.
Yeah.
Up next, we have a very new song from Do As Infinity, Keshin no Ju from 2018.
Number 5.
Yeah.
As an individual who really likes Dua's Infinity's old stuff, how do you like this song, Tommy?
You know what? I hear like it's kind of like a mix of like Fleetwood Mac's The Chain,
right?
Mixed with Linkin Park's Breaking the Habit.
I can kind of see that. It's like really new age in a way, which is cool. And that actually might be attributed to the fact that this song and all the songs on the album that this song was featured on, called Alive, they were produced by Hiroyuki Sawano, who's a composer for a lot of, like, new age anime. Like, he did, like, the music for, like, Aldo no Zero, Aldo Noa Zero, and Owari no Seraph. Like, that's, like, newer stuff. He's done older stuff before.
Okay.
But he's, like, he's used to the hip trends. So that maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, more contemporary sound.
Yeah.
For like, you know, nowadays, right?
Yeah.
I definitely see, like, I can hear it, like, especially with like E minor 9 chords in the beginning, and like that rhythm, you know, that drum beat that really hits hard, like from like Breaking the Habit. And
yeah.
It has that, you know, meshes together and there you go, contemporary music.
And there you go. That's the mathematical formula for a contemporary song.
You bring a song from the 1980s and then like the 2000s and you do the math and it equals out.
Yeah, it's perfect. Although, like I said before, even though this is such a different sound, it still sounds like Dua's Infinity. Even though we're kind of pushing the limits of what I know to be Dua's Infinity.
Hey man, that's how they do it. They just keep evolving. That's how you gotta do it, right?
Yeah, that's how you stay relevant.
Still,
how you make
still
money.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know the song personally. I stopped listening to Dua's Infinity right after they broke up. That was around Need Your Love, right?
Yeah.
They weren't, you know, doing music for a while, and I just stopped listening after a while. And
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to get back into touch. They're still doing good for themselves. Mm-hmm. This song is the theme song for an anime called Jiu Taisen Zodiac War. So They're still doing what they gotta do, making great anime songs, living back up to that Inuyasha name.
Yep.
And that's how the Duaz Infinities.
that's how the Duaz Infinities do.
Oh, bringing it back to a time that I'm sure you remember.
Okay.
Our song up next is Heart from 2000.
Oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
Number 4.
God, this song has such a good composition.
I know.
There's a lot to unpack in this composition, actually.
I'm surprised, like, this song is very jazzy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For, like, composition as it is. I mean, like, they incorporate a lot of, like, sharp nines.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, around, like, when on the turnaround to the chorus.
Yeah. There's a lot of chordal extensions and, like, yeah, really cool guitar playing.
Because mm-hmm.
there's a double neck guitar in this song.
Daisen, like, yeah, he uses, like, his signature trademark double neck guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can definitely hear the 12 string in that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's great.
It is. Honestly, this song is so cool because it goes for like three different vibes at once, mm-hmm. and it like nails all of them. It's a cowboy song one second, it's a jam the next second. I don't know. It's just, it's so good. But
yeah, I do agree with the cowboy vibes.
Yeah.
Like it went there.
But speaking of, I can actually see this. The music video for the song was filmed at West Lake of Fuji Five Lakes, and families were having barbecues around the outskirts of the lake because it was in the middle of an autumn holiday season. But all the while, they were filming Tomoko Van on a chair floating in the lake. And I can just imagine all these families hearing the music, because you need to play the music when you're recording a music video so that the artist can lip sync properly.
Yeah.
So they're like, just, you know, cooking up their like yakiniku, and they hear this song and they look over and they're like, I like it. And then go back to their families and like eating their food. I wish I was that family or all those families.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about this song is that in the early days, mm-hmm. they were playing this song in Shibuya Station.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know how similar, like, when, like, you hear the musicians at TTC?
Yeah.
Like, playing their, playing their music. Like, they're doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. They did do a lot of that early on.
That's how you gotta do it.
That's how you do it. Get your name out there.
Go to the subway and play your heart out. Oh,
play your own.
Play your heart out.
I see. Moving on from puns. Ad time.
Yay.
Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and you would like some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Amanda, by sending her an email at amanda@jtop10.jp, along with a song you would like us to feature on the podcast. And would you like to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will fit your company's needs. Our next song is a bit of a quiz. Tommy, what's the Japanese word for paradise?
Rakuen?
That's right. Rakuen from 2004.
Oh my god.
Number 3.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yo, I love that song.
I love that song too.
Sounds so sick.
Rakuen is Duo's Infinity's 17th single, and it was one of their first and only singles to reach the top three on the Oricon charts.
Really?
Yeah. Can you believe that this one and no other one was like in the top three? I could imagine that they would hold all three spots.
Yo, I thought it was like, I thought they would like chart number ones at least.
Right?
You know what I mean? They got some bangers.
I love this song so much. Guess where it's from?
Where?
I think you already know where this is going if I'm the one coaxing you into this.
Where is it going?
It's from an Inuyasha movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's the ending theme to Inuyasha, Fire on the Mystic Island, which is a great movie.
Never ending with this Inuyasha references.
I got facts for days, bro.
About Inuyasha?
About Inuyasha. Uh-huh. Where does Kagome wash her clothes? Inuyasha. Oh, God. Rakuen later appeared on Duo's Infinity's sixth studio album titled Need Your Love.
Oh, I need your love. You know, what's great about that song is that, like, the string rhythms, it's so addictive to listen to.
Yeah.
It's such a great groove.
It's so catchy.
Yeah, it's so catchy for sure.
Like, I probably haven't listened to this song in particular in, like, maybe 5 years, and I still remembered it perfectly because of exactly how catchy those strings are.
Great beat.
I know. And Duo's Infinity loves their strings. They love to put string arrangements in a lot of their songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like you to venture a guess. Speaking of the strings and a very good string arrangement, if you had to list one song from Duo's Infinity that had an excellent string arrangement, and that would be our next song, what would you guess it would be?
I think it would be Maho no Kotoba.
Ding, ding, ding! Maho no Kotoba, or Would You Marry Me, from 2003.
Yes! This is the song I was hoping for this whole time.
And you got it.
Thank you.
Number two.
Just like you. Yes, I will.
Yes, that music video.
That music video is so good.
Yo, this song. This song is my music spirit animal.
That little quip I just made is from the music video. And the music video for this song, if you haven't seen it, is amazing. Despite the fact that it's all just in a white room, it's like the most engaging music video because everyone's just having so much fun making the music video. It's so cute and fun, and it perfectly fits this song, honestly.
You don't know how much I love this song.
Oh, same.
This is one of my top favorite songs of all Do As Infinity. You know what I mean?
Completely understandable. And it's one of the top wedding songs ever since its release.
Oh, really?
In Japan.
Oh, I definitely would want to play this in my wedding.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So you know what we should do?
Yeah.
If, like, whoever gets married first, we play, like, you know, I sing the song to whoever is getting married first.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, vice versa.
Oh, for I'm down. It's a pact.
That's if, like, either of us get married.
Oh, yeah. Sometime in the probably distant future.
Yeah.
We won't worry about that right now.
Yep. I just appreciate the song first.
Yes, just listen to the song and pretend you're getting married. Imagine yourself singing this to the love of your life. Mm-hmm. Ugh, it's just, the song hits so good.
Dude, the strings.
I know.
Right? The whole like groove, like the whole vibe of this song, the solo, come on, like it has everything.
It's perfect.
Okay? This is the perfect wedding song.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm surprised like people don't play this more often in like Canada. This is amazeballs.
Yeah, we need to introduce this to the Canadian wedding market.
Yeah.
We'll make millions, or Do As Infinity will.
Yeah, Do As Infinity will.
Yeah, we love you.
If we ever do it, can you guys play in our wedding, please?
Please? If you like what you've been hearing so far and you would like to hear double the amount of songs that we are giving you, please join our Patreon Donors Club. For just $1 a month, you can get extra little perks, extra contest entries for when we do contests, extra songs, and more lovely banter between people like myself and Tommy.
Yeah.
So if you would
just
like...
Just for a dollar.
For more details, you can see our website at jtop10.jp/club and join our little family.
Join the club, please.
Exactly. So, we've had quite the jam-packed list, I would say.
I don't know how you're going to beat this song, bro.
I don't know. What do you think would be probably one of the staple Do As Infinity songs?
Well, this is number one, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's got to be big.
I think I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
You tell me.
It's Fukai Mori from 2001.
Yes. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Number one.
Thank you.
For eternity.
Oh my god. Never mind. Worth it, though.
Worth it, though.
It's worth it.
Fukai Mori is the band's best-selling single in Japan, and I don't blame them one bit.
This song was my gateway.
Oh.
This song was my gateway drug.
Honestly, I think it was a lot of people's gateway drug for just Duo's Infinity as a whole.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Because we also got like really good access to it here in North America and Canada.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because it's the second ending theme for Inuyasha.
Not again.
Always. They did so many songs for Inuyasha, and thank God they did, because that's how I got my start. That was my gateway drug to anime and Japanese music as a whole. So thankfully I was listening to the good stuff.
Yeah, I do have to admit, this song from Inuyasha was the song that got me to Duo's Infinity.
Yeah?
And it was worth it.
This one and not Shinjitsu no?
No, it was Deep Forest.
Wow.
Duo's Infinity, forever.
For eternity.
Oh yeah, for eternity. And it's worth it.
Oh, worth it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we've done this August Artist of the Month episode on Duo's Infinity. Thank you so much, Tommy, for being here and for suggesting such an amazing band with such amazing songs. It was so fun.
I was so glad to do this episode.
Oh, I know. So was I.
Because Duo's Infinity, like I said, is my jam.
It's the best. What are you going to do? Thank you very much, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We really hope you enjoyed it. As I said, stay tuned next week around for our newest host, Vincent. He's going to be bringing you guys a brand new top 10 countdown. So look forward to hearing a new voice on the podcast.
All right.
And don't forget to fill out your listener survey for the chance to win a free $50 Costco cash card or a $50 Amazon gift card. Tell us your thoughts about potential changes to our show at jtop10.jp/survey.
All right.
You can check us out on iTunes, Stitcher. We're on iHeartRadio. You can give us a nice review and a rating on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And join our Patreon if you would like. And with that, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Tommy.
And see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Japan Top 10. Number one Japanese music podcast.